Isaac Suarez and Richie Nails are making music as Cav Noir. It's great to have you two back on The Antidote.
Great to be back, Dave.
Now, Richie, you once told me about how you and Isaac met. Why don't you tell our listeners the story?
All right. Well, it happened in a small church in our rural town. I had been going to that church for close to 20 years and then part of the worship team. And in walks Isaac. He comes in and he started to attend there too. I remember my wife recognized him playing drums on his knees, and she said, "This guy must be a musician." So we asked him if he wanted to play drums with our worship music, and he was a decent drummer, but it turns out he's a much better guitarist.
I play drum as good as my dad drives an airplane.
I should tell you something I found online. I googled Cav Noir, and I found that it's also the name for an old, old video game. Are you actually saying that you guys are gaming freaks?
No, not at all. Actually, I didn't even know that was a video game until we came up with the name, and then I looked it up, and we found that out afterwards.
How did you dream up the name?
Well, the name came about from... it's based on the early Desert Fathers, actually. The concept of Desert Fathers going away from persecution into the desert to live in caves. And during times of persecution, they fled there to meditate and worship. And so it does represent that for me.
Most of the people don't know what Kavanaugh means. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's something important to mention that it's just a French or dark cave.
Mm-hmm. Something that I should explain to our listeners is about the music that you guys are normally making. Isaac fronts the Canadian-Brazilian death metal band Craig, and you, Richie, you're always busy making punk music as the Nailheads. Now the two of you are meshing both genres. Is that a stretch for the two of you?
Yeah, even though Isaac's in a lot of bands, and I've done different bands, this is the first time I think him in the punk world and me going into the metal world, a first for us both, I believe. Combining the two and trying to make a crossover genre that we feel is unique.
And what I find is that neither punk nor metal dominates. It's pretty well equal. Well, Cav Noir has its first single, Stigmata. What about telling us about the premise of the song?
I can talk about the instrumental part of the song. Yeah, for that song, it's I kind of like it with the instrumental idea of the song, and I wrote. I don't know if it was not the first song that we worked together, but I came with the idea, and I showed it to Rich. I don't care if an idea of the song, and I say to Rich, I want a song that says about some topic. But I showed to Rich that song, and he's so good at adding melodies and lyrics, and that he came with the idea of creating that song, Stigmata, which is, I like the idea because it's tricky. Because if you hear the song the first time, you think it would be a... The message there, it would be about a person who has a stigmata, like in his mouth, in his hand. For those who don't know, stigmata is, some people believe that is a sign that you have in your hand, you have a faith in Christ, and some people are so close to Christ that they can have that sign. Some people believe that, but actually the message behind this, the lyric go beyond that. Like the chorus says that Christ is our main stigmata for us, which you can explain on deeper details and more that. It's kind of in that direction that we want to express in that lyric.
I found those topics coming up in the song. As you said, like stigmata, which is the marks of Christ's wounds on a person. And then it also mentions the five wounds. Now, that is something that's found in Catholicism. Are both of you Catholic?
neither of us. But, I mean, we know where the Catholic Church gets it from. They didn't invent it. It's really from the crucifixion of Christ.
It is.
Like Isaac was saying, lyrically, we combined the message of the stigmata, which is the marks of Christ that people get. But really, we're referring to the spiritual stigmata, which is what Paul speaks of in his epistles, predominantly Galatians chapter 6, verse 14, 17. That's where the first verse and the chorus come from. The first line of the song, the chorus too, taken directly from the King James Version. It's pretty much making that correlation between the physical body of Christ, but how as Christians we experience the same thing, not necessarily getting crucified to a cross, but in light of being crucified to this world and being dying to this world. Paul was at a point in his spiritual life when he wrote that he was dead to the things of the world. The world meant nothing to him in that sense, and so he was dead to it, and they considered him as dead because he had no interest in the world. That's where we're writing from.
Well, let me lay out that first verse. It says, God forbid that I glory, save in the cross of Christ. He did everything for me. It's naive to think otherwise. So really, with using that as the first verse, you made it very obvious about who you wanted to aim the song to.
Yeah, I feel the lyrics are very upfront. Because it's so upfront, it could almost come off like it's not upfront. You know, sometimes when you're so obvious, people try to look for some other meaning, but I think it's really just talking about the tangible, but using it to really discuss the spiritual.
I think at one point or another, in past conversations, that each one of you have said that the Nailheads and Craig are part of the underground music scene. So what about Cav Noir? Could it make it to the forefront?
It's very hard to say. I mean, we can't predict that, but of course we would obviously not say no to people getting something from what we're doing. Every artist wants to be appreciated in what they're doing, but it's hard to say. Like with a song like this, you know, we've had pretty positive feedback even from people that are not quote unquote believers. So it's hard to say how people are going to react to this band. I find like there is kind of a good opening for this type of music because people like heavy music and they like punk rock. You know, I know there's a lot of heavy bands, but because we're meshing our two worlds, it does have its own sound and stuff. I think people can appreciate the uniqueness of it.
That's some one concern that we have before starting this band. That's how would the sounds be like and what direction we would go. But in the end, we decide to follow the flow and see how the song's going to look like. Yeah, so far we like it. Sometimes we feel that there are differences. Some songs are more in the, I would say, more in the hardcore or punk or metal. We have elements from many styles of music in our songs. But so far, I think we have some kind of originality too for an identity of what we are doing.
Isaac, you were saying earlier that this is just one of the songs that you're working on. So this is going to be an ongoing project.
Yeah, hopefully, yes. For the good news is for that we already have one album recorded. Right now, we're looking for some labels that if they are interested in releasing us. And let's see what we're going to do next. But we have some internal conversation on those topics. We already have 10 songs. I don't know. 9 songs, Rich. I don't know.
Yeah, we have like 8 songs and 10 tracks, like an intro, an outro, and 8 official songs.
You guys are holding out on me. I've only got one song.
Because we're planning to do more lyric videos for the songs and maybe a video too. But let's see how things gonna happen. And because I'm here working remotely and don't have a lot of resources, but I would like to have, as long as I'm gonna go back home, and hopefully mid-March we have the second single released. And that's the plan. I'm going to release a couple of singles and then the full album.
Great. I'm ready to hear anything more from Cav Noir. Isaac and Richie, thanks guys for this talk. It's been good meeting again, and thanks for the great single.
It's our pleasure. Thank you, Dave, for having us.